It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today as we continue the study in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 16, and we're going to begin reading with verse 5, Romans 16, verse 5. And while you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, the phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to send us an email, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either is just fine. And then please check our website out. We have many great studies of the Word of God up on the website. And so please that you would check it out for us, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Today, it is wonderful to be able to open up the Word of God and begin the study. So, Romans chapter 16, beginning to read with verse 5, says, "Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphroditus, who is the first fruits of Achaia in unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Juna, my kinsmen, my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplinus, my beloved in the Lord. Urbane, our helper in Christ. And Stachus, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. Salute Herodians, my kinsmen. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphonus, Persis, who labored in the Lord. Salute beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Salute Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobus, and Hermes, and the brethren which are with them. Salute Philologus, Julia, Nerus and his sister, Olympias, and all the saints which are with them. Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. And for your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil." We're going to end with that 19th verse today, and we're going to begin with prayer now. Father, we thank and praise you for the day. I thank you for your power and your strength. And you know, Father, the difficulty I have sometimes with some words, and I thank and praise you for helping me with these names today. but I do ask that you will make them very clear to the folks, because you have chosen to list these folks that are in Rome, that Paul loves, that has helped Paul. And so please, that you would just guide and lead us through these words, and would be wonderful that if we would have lived at this time, would our name have been listed? Would we have done something to help the furtherance of the gospel, that our name would be recorded? What a question. Father, just burden our hearts. Your word is complete. Our name is not going to be listed there. But will we be of service to you? Will we be of value to you, that we can be named a Christian? Please, dear Father, just guide and lead us through your word. Those who do not know you as their Lord and Savior, would they please come today and be born again? Paul's joy was to take out the gospel, and his joy beyond that was to come and to visit with those that had been brought to Christ, and he could see their strength and their growth. Now please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us through your precious word today, and touch every heart. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we back up here and we kind of looked at that fifth verse, Epaphroditus, he is, it seems, would be the first convert in Achaia that Paul had the chance to lead there. And he says, likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Now that is back up in Priscilla and Aquila's house, back in verse 3. So he acknowledges them, thanks and praises the Lord for them. And then from verse 6 down through verse 16, we really have no other place in the Scripture where these dear folks are spoken of. But it is thought that they had met Paul in or during his travels. Now they live in Rome, and they have fellowship with the Christians there. And so we find that Paul takes time here, completely by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, to name these folks. And it is such a joy to go down through, and he wants to salute, greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. We don't know about her, but we know that in the furtherance of the gospel, that Paul took the time and wanted to name her specifically, pick her out and say, much labor she has put. Did Paul stay in her house? Did Paul was he able to have nourishment? Was she able to help financially? How did this much labor come? We're not sure, but we know that it was in a large amount because Paul acknowledged her here. And then we come down and it's salute Andricus and Juna, my kinsmen, my fellow prisoners. So were they in prison at the same time? Or are they in prison for preaching the gospel as Paul was imprisoned from time to time? We're not sure. It says, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. So they, it would appear by this seventh verse, that they were saved before Paul was saved. They have been giving out the gospel at the cost of going to prison for doing so, for telling people about the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And so we just find little bits and pieces here that we can kind of put together. And then we find, greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. And then it comes to not greet, and then the verse 9 is salute, Urbane, our helper in Christ. And Stachys, my beloved. He just brings these names out, lists these names because they touched Paul's life. And the reason they touched Paul's life is because they have a heart for giving out the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And so what an opportunity that they took to further the gospel. And now because of that, God has chosen to put that very name in His Word for eternity. They really touched Paul's heart, didn't they? They really helped Paul. And we find here in verse 10, salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. And so it's identified there as well. And salute Herodians, the Herodian, my kinsmen, and greet them that are of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. It just continues. He just continues to salute, to praise them, to lift them up. We have here in verse 12, Tryphena and Tryphoas, who labored in the Lord. So you can see they're partners in Christ. They are those that worked beside Paul in furthering the gospel. Or maybe when Paul left, they were the ones that carried that load and carried that burden. And again, these folks are believed to be in Rome right now. So however they arrived there, or what they have done before, or how important they are in the Church of Rome, we're not sure. But we do know that Paul has taken the time to list them here. And then it says, salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. What wonderful words. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. So Rufus, it would appear like that not only did Rufus serve the Lord and helped Paul in the ministry, but also Rufus's mother cared for Paul to the point that Paul felt like that was his own mother. And so what a blessing there to see that combination there between Rufus and Rufus's mother, and then Rufus's mother with Paul. And so Paul lifted up both of them and praised the Lord for them. And then salute Asyncritus, and Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobus, and Hermes, and the brethren which are with them. So there are others that are listed here that God through His Word chose not to give us their names, but there were others. And He says, and the brethren which are with them. And so those that are working with you, please, please salute them, praise them, thank them for their service, because they will be so blessed of the Lord because of it. And I want to personally thank them. Salute Philologus. I apologize for my inability to say this. Philologus. And Julia. And Nerus. And his sister. And so we find once again Nerus, and he claims his sister there for the work and what they have done. And Olympias, and all the saints which are with them. Salute one another with a holy kiss, for the churches of Christ salute you. So it seems that it was more than just the local church there, it seems that they had reached out, and the work that they were responsible for was a great work, a work that the Lord blessed, and Paul wanted to acknowledge them. He wanted them to know. But he also takes time here to bring a point out that is very serious, and it's very serious today, because there are brethren that chooses to cause division. And we have that in verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Mark them. Find them, and then avoid them. The term was used to freeze them out by not listening to them. Don't give those folks the time of day. Don't give them an opportunity to take you from the truth and have you to start beginning to believe a lie. The church in Rome was a great church. And the Lord instructed Paul to tell them to stay on course. Stay on course. Avoid anyone that teaches anything contrary to the Word of God. Do you hear me? If someone, maybe you go and attend a church that believes that baptism saves, you have to be baptized to be saved. That is contrary to the Word of God. We're to avoid them. But you know what I hear many times? Well, they've got such a great youth group. Or I really like the folks. Or I really like the pastor of the church. I just really like him. My dear friend, it's wrong. There's a false doctrine taught there. And that doctrine is a damnable doctrine that's going to send maybe your children to hell because of it. Please, we're to avoid them. Again, the church in Rome was a good church, a strong church. But we have to always watch. That devil, he wants to come out, and he wants to keep you from being saved. So he's going to give you every reason and excuse and to where he's going to keep you lost. He wants you to go to hell with him. Well, I don't want you to go to hell. I want you to come by faith to Jesus. I want you to be born again. But once you're born again, he cannot have your soul. So from that time on, he's going to set out to ruin your testimony to where you're not going to reach anybody else for Jesus. And that's what we have here. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. It doesn't get any clearer than that. This ecumenical movement that wants to try to pull everybody together? No. Look to the Word of God. We are to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. He will bless us. He will use us. But don't think that we need to get along with everybody, because we're not going to. Because they are not following the Word of God. They're not following the truth. Now, verse 19, for your obedience is come abroad unto all men. Your obedience to what? Your obedience to the Word of God. You have stayed true to the Word of God. And that precious word has reached out to those that were around, unto all men, it says. And so there was a great number that these folks have touched because they have not veered from the truth. They have stayed upon the Word of God. They've been obedient to the Word of God. Paul rejoices in that they have stayed obedient to the Word of God. Now, 1 Peter chapter 5 has some words about this, staying true to the Word of God. And let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, we're going to read verses 8 and 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So, we need to realize, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you, is in verse 7. And then again, be sober, be vigilant. Be sober, be vigilant. Mark them, as Paul says here in Romans verse chapter 16. Mark them. Avoid them. Please, I beg you to do that. You say, well, some of them are my good friends. If they were your good friends, they would have not have left the Word of God. They have left the Word of God. You pray for them. You bring them back. But the only way you're going to do that is if you make a stand for the Word of God and not compromise and join them. Again, this obedience is come because they are obedient to the Word of God. The devil, again, can't damn us to hell once we are saved because we are sealed. Now, that's another stand, another doctrine that many people say, oh, you can't know you're saved. You just can't know that. I do. Not because I am so righteous and so good. I know it because the Word of God tells me so. What a blessing. The Word of God tells me so. He can't take me, but he can destroy my testimony. We need to see that we walk each day after the Lord Jesus Christ, serving him, praising him, enjoying his presence. We find here that the verse 20, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. We kind of have a closing here, a division here, and we get kind of a separate, another blessing with the remainder of this chapter, because the remainder of this chapter are the folks that are with Paul. And so, shall bruise his heel, we get that from back at Genesis 3:15. You want to know where the first gospel was presented? It was presented in the book of Genesis, the very first book of our Bible, Genesis 3:15. And it tells us that Satan's his head shall be bruised, and Satan under your feet shortly. The God of peace shall bruise Satan. The God of peace. We can praise the Lord that we have a God of peace. There is no other God that brings peace. All the rest of the gods that are out there are bring tribulation and trouble and heartache. Ours brings peace. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ and realize, go back to Genesis 3:15. Read that, because that's the very first gospel, and Paul makes mention of it here, that the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. It's going to come shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And then we find that the scripture continues here now, and what's left of this text tells us that these are fellow workers that are with Paul. And so as we go down through, and we didn't read these, but let's continue, and we'll see that I can do the names correctly. Timothy, my fellow work fellow, and Lucius, and Jason, and Sosipater, my kinsmen, salute you. Again, these are folks that are with Paul. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. I believe he's the one that is doing the writing, because Paul is unable to write, unable to see. And then we come down through to verse 23. Gaius, mine host, of mine whole church, salute you. And so we believe that Paul probably stayed in his house, and the church apparently met there, and that was Gaius. And then Erastos, he was a very high official in the city of Corinth. That was a chamberlain, it says here, of the city, salute you. And then Quartus, a brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Now, as we read those last words, God, the only true God, of the power of establish, God establishes them according to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the preaching of Jesus Christ. Everything is set upon the preaching of Jesus Christ. Paul preached the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, according to the scripture. The preaching of Jesus Christ, down here in verse 25, the power established by you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery. This revelation of the mystery. For all the years in the Old Testament, this gospel was a mystery, but now it has come forward. Today, people need to build up on the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This mystery that was proclaimed by the prophets, scriptures manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, to walk after the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, people are not established or built upon this faith. They have built upon religion, and not upon this revelation of the mystery, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We need to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, because he died on the cross to save us. My dear friend, he went to Calvary. He died on that cross at Calvary to save you and me. He took our sins away. All of our sins of all the world was laid upon his shoulders that day. And he died a most agonizing death so that you and I can live. And he rose again 3 days later. That's the gospel. And you must build your foundation upon the gospel. You must come by faith. I hope you know the day you trusted in Jesus Christ. This wonderful book of Romans that we've studied has been a wonderful study. Please, I hope that you know Jesus as your Savior. My dear friend, please trust in Jesus today. What are you going to do about Jesus?